Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Today is the second part of a two-part series with the Public Lands Council Executive Director Caitlin Glover, focusing on the impact that wildfires have on grazing lands. She also notes that USDA's public comment period has been closed on its proposal to roll back the roadless rule.
In 2001, the Forest Service and USDA put in place a rule that directed tens of millions of acres be considered roadless. And so over the last 24 years, that language has been built into a bunch of forest plans, making these areas almost inaccessible to do timber treatments, to do grassland treatments, to do grazing, to do a lot of things. And that's really contributed to that fire risk as well. You know, as USDA rolls back this rule, PLC, you know, discussed and developed a strategy to be able to help them, because it's not just rolling back this one rule. It's going through all of those forest plans to be able to say, here's where grazing can be helpful. Here's where we can have other treatments that would be helpful. And here's what we want to see for the ecosystem long term.
In some other ag news here today, Corteva Agriscience has officially announced its board has approved a plan to split the company into two independent companies, one comprised of the crop protection business and the other a seed business. According to a company spokesperson, this separation will allow both businesses to maximize long-term value creation by focusing on their own priorities. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.